This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. It's the coolest hockey shirts, hats, and stickers you're going to find anywhere in the world, and you can only get them at ABSFAM.com. There's a lot of hate in this world, and I know that for two reasons. One, because I'm a Colorado Avalanche fan, and two, because I have Twitter. So here's the thing about Twitter. Nobody has to use their real name, which means that nobody's accountable for what they say, and they say whatever comes to mind, whether they're feeling good, whether they're feeling bad, whether they're feeling love, or whether they're feeling hate. When the Colorado Avalanche failed to make the playoffs again, and did it rather gloriously, there was a lot of hate on Twitter. Now, typically, I just ignore the hate because who has time for that? But in this case, we decided to have a little bit of fun with it. We put together a top 10 list called the Colorado Avalanche Hate-O-Meter. In this list, we will go through, starting with number 10 all the way down to number 1, who is hated and why they're hated. Take a minute and see if you can come up with a couple names that you would have on your list and then compare them to ours. I have a hunch we're going to have at least 5 in common. But before we get too crazy with it,
yeah, you shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchy on the ice, the dutchy touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
There's a lot of hate in this world, and we're going to talk about each and every one of them, at least the top 10 when it comes to the Colorado Avalanche. So, starting at number 10, none other than our GM, Joe Sakic. Why all the hate for Sakic? Well, it turns out that people don't appreciate some of the moves that he's made. One of those was Brad Stewart. I'm not saying he's going to be on the list later, but hang out. So far, under the reign of Joe Sakic, we have lost Paul Stastny and basically gotten nothing for him. We have traded Ryan O'Reilly, which also pissed a lot of people off. We brought in people like Brad Stewart, Alex Tange, Bodner Chuck, pretty much go down the list of everybody you don't like. And of course, he's responsible for them because he's the GM. And you know what? It's a thankless job. Now, I guess on every one of these, I'm going to tell you whether or not I'm mad at him. And no, what's to be mad at? He's doing the best he can with what he has. Things take time. Just because Wah came in and had a really good year to start things off and the Avalanche actually won their division doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time. We all kind of knew it was a fluke. And guess what? It was a fluke. But they haven't stopped building. They haven't stopped making good moves. They brought in people like Matthias. Bodker was a nice addition for the end of the year. And we have people like Big Z coming up. So I think that Joe's doing a pretty good job. Like all things hockey, give us some time. Let's see if we can't build a dynasty here. At number 9 is number 22, Swoon, as the girls say, Zach Redmond. Now, a lot of people don't like Zach Redmond because he's sort of hot and cold, and typically he's cold when it's a really bad time to be cold. He does have a good outlet pass, but he has this ability, should we call it a curse, to make a really bad play that often ends in a goal the other way, and that can mean everything when you're coming up to the last couple games of the season trying to make the playoff. So for people to be mad at Zach Redmond, I get it, but we have to understand what he is and what he brings. And you know what he doesn't bring? He doesn't bring top 6 minutes. He brings sometimes scratched, sometimes playing, sometimes on the team, sometimes not. We'll see how that turns out. But alas, I am not mad at Zach Redmond. Not right now, anyways. I have been in the past. There's a couple of bonehead plays that I think really messed things up for us. But you know what? That happens. And that's the kind of player he is. He can come fill in, but he's not going to be a consistent guy every night who doesn't make mistakes. None of them are that way. So not mad at Zach Redmond. Moving on. Why in the world are people mad at Retro Bear? You know what? The guy hurt his foot and he got his job taken from him. Don't be mad at him. Feel sorry for this guy. He was finally playing good hockey. He put a lot of work in and it all went away because he rolled an ankle or whatever happened in the hallway behind the scenes. I'm not mad at the guy. I feel sorry for him. I hope the best for him. But honestly, I kind of hope that he's not on our team next year. I think that Pix is the man that needs to be up there behind Varley. And Varley's going to have some competition that will make him a better player. Because if you think about it, having a backup goaltender who's never going to be anything more than that isn't as good as having somebody who can actually compete for your job. They're going to push you to be a better player more consistently every single night, which is exactly what we need in our goaltending duo. So Tabera, best of luck, bro. Coming in at number 7 on the Colorado Avalanche Hate-O-Meter is Jerome Iginla. So why do people hate Iggy? I don't get it. The guy was brought in as an old guy, as a guy who had a really good shot, as a guy who could help on the power play and do some leadership things. He's done all of those things. To get mad at him because he's losing a step and he's not getting used like he usually would in his career is kind of stupid, I think. I think that Iggy might come back and surprise a lot of people this next year. He's a pro, and I bet he wants to go out with a bang. So I'm thinking he's going to come back. Everyone's going to be mad. Everybody's going to be upset as he puts in another 20 goals. Now, he's not going to do some of the things that he used to do, but you know what? We're going to get the best out of him, like any other player. So, no, I'm not mad at Jerome Iginla. As the rest of the team comes along, we're going to need his services less and less, and he can be that specialist we all want him to be. Iginla is absolutely on the sunset contract, and I hope when he walks off into that sunset, he does it with a killer year. So I'm expecting him to come back and do big things this next year. At number six, Alex Tanguay. I know a lot of you are really upset with Alex Tanguay, but I'm not sure that we were using him the way that we should have used him. I'm not sure he truly fit in our system as it developed over the years that he was here. He was a big deal in Colorado for a long time. We traded him, and then he came back, and he was okay for a while, did some good things, but then wasn't producing, and we traded him again. And that's what you're supposed to do with players who aren't performing that well. We had a really good trade, actually, and got Bodker because neither one of them are coming back next year. So we ended off the year with somebody who brought a little more excitement, gave the fans something to look forward to every night. Not mad at Tanguay, and I'm starting to wonder if I'm going to be mad at anyone. It's hard to be mad on a Friday. I take it back. I'm a little bit mad at Brad Stewart. I think that Brad Stewart came into here with a pretty good deal going on. He was supposed to be the guy who crushed Landy, the guy who crushed a lot of people, the guy who played really good stay-at-home defense and used his big body when it was time. But what we didn't know is that he wasn't going to be able to keep up with the play. Whatever system we had him in, the people we had him with, whatever it was, you can't hit somebody if you can't get to him. And I think that Brad Stewart responded to that poorly. I think that his injuries didn't help either, but he was never really 100% on board anyways. Another guy, sunset contract, but in this case, kind of the sour version. So yeah, I guess I'm a little bit mad at Brad Stewart, but then you have to go back and be mad at Joe Sakic, and I'm not sure I want to go down that rabbit hole. A lot of people are feeling the hate for Bodnarchuk, and you know what? Go for it. I mean, the guy wasn't sticking around anyways. He was never supposed to be an amazing player. He was just put into our system on a hunch that he might be able to fill some holes and some gaps for us. It didn't work out that well, and he won't be back. No love lost, no hate, nothing. Number three on this list is Cody McLeod. Now keep in mind, I put this list together based on what I saw, and a lot of people really hate Cody McLeod. Some are pissed that he wears the A, but he shouldn't wear the A because people like Duchene should. Some people are mad because he goes out there and he plays above his grade. You know, he's not a first and second line guy. He's a third or fourth line guy, but he gives his effort everywhere he goes. I'm not mad at this guy at all. I'm actually really happy with him. I think he should keep that A until the day he walks away from this team, and I would like to see him end his career with the Colorado Avalanche, because you can always count on him to go out there and give you a real effort, and he can be an intelligent asshole. That means he can go out there and stir shit up. He can fight with people, but he doesn't do it like a douche. He doesn't do it like Steve Downey or Tom Wilson or Sean Avery. He's a classy douche. And I mean that in the most loving way. At number two and number one are interchangeable people, but in this case, we're going to talk about Nick Holden at number two. A lot of people are pissed off at Nick Holden, and even more so when Nate Ginnon left. Nate Ginnon was our whipping boy. Now it's Nick Holden. Nick Holden is responsible for every bad play the Avalanche have ever made. Even if he's on the bench, he's still somehow responsible for everything that happens. And that's fine. Nick Holden definitely comes with his own list of mistakes, but typically they happen when he's playing in his position that he shouldn't be. Nick Holden absolutely needs to be line matched. He can't go out there against the top team's people, and he can't do it all game long. He is a role player, and he is not in the top six of our defensive core. But should we be mad at him because he's put in situations where he can't succeed? No, he doesn't make that much money either, so he's kind of playing up to his money and up to his ability when we use him correctly. I think that he might actually bring us something in a trade too, so don't get too mad at the guy yet. You never know what he could bring to your door. And at number one is none other than our coach, Patrick Waugh. Waugh, you say? How could people be mad at Waugh? Believe me, they are. When things don't go right, somebody has to be to blame. And when you're tired of blaming the players, you blame the management. We can't blame the management anymore, you blame the coach. It's absolutely Patrick Waugh's fault. But let's be honest, a lot of this is on Waugh. Waugh puts together the system, he tells the players what to do and when to do it, and he's going to have to make some improvements in that area. I'm not mad at Waugh, but I do expect more out of him. The same way that he expects more out of his leaders, I think it's fair for the fans, management, and the players to expect more out of him. Luckily, he's the kind of guy who responds well. When he had a bad game, he came back with a really good game and then another really good game. I think that he's going to come back and he's going to make the changes that need to happen. He's going to drop his ego at the door and do what's best for the team. So no, I'm not mad at Patrick Waugh, and you shouldn't be either. You shouldn't be mad at anybody except for maybe number five. There it is, the top 10 hate-o-meter for the Colorado Avalanche. Hate on, haters.